Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow, and my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids, and I learned how to cook and how to fish, and I learned how to make kites, and I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like 6 feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
Production, produced in conjunction with the urgency of our Dr. Funkin' Brown.
notion.
And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and let's do G Money Sports Report. Let's talk basketball, WNBA basketball.
Feeling all right. Let's talk some basketball.
All right. Yep. Let's go through the standing of the WNBA basketball. See if anything changed.
In first place, it's the Las Vegas Aces with 24 wins. Second place, New York Liberty with 22 wins. Third place, the Connecticut Sun with 21 wins. Fourth place, the Dallas Wings with 15 wins. Fifth place, the Atlanta Dream with 15 wins. sixth place, the Washington Mystics with 13 wins, 14 losses. In seventh place, it's the Minnesota, who are the Minnesota team? Can't remember their name. With 13 wins, just like the Mystics. In eighth place, it's the Chicago Sky with 12 wins. In ninth place, it's the LA Sparks with 10 wins. 10th place, the Phoenix Mercury with 7 wins. 11th place, Indiana Fever with 11 wins. And 12th place, the Seattle Storm with 7 wins. That's the standings for the WNBA.
All right. Any games played yesterday that we can talk about today?
There were four games. What's today? There were no games played yesterday.
Okay. Well, that sounds like the WNBA is holding constant. The Las Vegas Aces are still running the show, and that's good to know. And the New York Liberties are still in second place. And the Connecticut whatevers are in third place. So that seems to be the top three teams in the WNBA. So let's go to Major League Baseball. Let's talk baseball and see what's happening with the baseball team all across the country. Major League Baseball.
Out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack?
I'm going to get some crack.
Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root for the home.
All right, Major League Baseball. Well, let's talk about the National League first. Let's go through the standings in the National League, and then we'll go through some games that were played in the National League yesterday, because I think they had the end of some triple headers yesterday. So let's talk about the teams in the National League. Let's talk about the National League Eastern Conference.
All right, in the National League East, on top is the Atlanta Braves with 70 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies with 61 wins. Third place, it's the Miami Marlins with 58 wins. Fourth place, the New York Mets with 51 wins. Fifth place, the Washington Nationals with 49 wins. In the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 61 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds with 60 wins. Third place, Chicago Cubs with 58 wins. Fourth place, Pittsburgh Pirates with 51 wins. Fifth place, St. Louis Cardinals with 49 wins. In the National League West, the Dodgers are on top with 65 wins, followed by the San Francisco Giants with only 62 wins. Third place, the Arizona Diamondbacks have 57 wins. The San Diego Padres have 55 wins. And in fourth place, the Colorado Rockies have 44 wins.
All right. Well, it looks like the National League is moving on. The Dodgers have got a spread. They've moved up to being three games ahead in their division. That looks good. And it looks like the Atlanta Braves are on top in their division by a substantial amount of games. So that looks good in the National League. All right. Well, let's talk about the American League. Let's see what's going on in the top of the American League.
Well, at the top of the American League East, it's the Baltimore Orioles with 70 wins, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays who have 68 wins. Third place, it's the Blue Jays with 64 wins. Fourth place, it's the Red Sox, Boston Red Sox with 58 wins. And in fifth place, the New York Yankees also have 58 wins. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are on top with 60 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians, who have 54 wins. Third place, it's the Detroit Tigers with 49 wins. In fifth place, in fourth place, it's the Chicago White Sox with 46 wins. And in fifth place, it's the Kansas City Royals with 36 wins. In the American League West, the Texas Rangers are still on top with 67 wins, followed by the Houston Astros, who have 64 wins. Seattle Mariners are in third with 60 wins. California Angels have dropped down to fourth place with 56 wins. And in fifth place, the Oakland A's have 32 wins. That's the standings for Major League Baseball.
All right. Well, did any of the American League games play yesterday? Was anybody scheduled to play in any of the games in any of the divisions yesterday?
Well, there are a lot of games played yesterday, and they're not divided up between the American League and the National League. And, you know, sometimes, actually quite often, American League teams play National League teams. So there's just a bunch of games. I can't necessarily look at them and go, oh, that's a National League game, that's an American League game. Doesn't work like that.
Okay.
So, but there were a bunch of games played yesterday. The Dodgers beat the San Diego Padres 13-7. The Minnesota Twins beat the Detroit Tigers 9-3. The Miami Marlins lost to the Cincinnati Reds 5-2. Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Atlanta Braves 7-6. The Boston Red Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 6-2. The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Cleveland Guardians 3-1. The Chicago Cubs lost to the New York Mets 11-2. And the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Colorado Rockies 12-1. Chicago White Sox beat the New York Yankees 5-1. The San Francisco Giants beat the California Angels 8-3. And the Texas Rangers beat the Oakland A's 5-3. Those were all the games that were played yesterday.
Okay. It looks like they had some pretty good games yesterday. The Oakland A's didn't get off the ground, and the Giants won, so that's a good. They're still moving up. And the Angels won. That's a good sign that the California Angels are still playing ball. And
the Angels lost.
Oh, the Angels lost? Okay.
They lost to the San Francisco Giants, 8-3.
Oh, okay. Well, then the Angels had a bad day out yesterday. I thought they had a good day out, but it was a bad day. And they lost 8-3? Wow.
Right.
That was a disappointing score. So, all right, Angels are getting better. They'll get it going later on in the season. I know they'll go on a winning streak and they'll move up. So that sounds good. What about the Texas Rangers? What did they do yesterday?
They beat the Oakland A's 5-3.
Oh, they played the Oakland A's. Well, that wasn't much of a game. That wasn't much of a challenge since the Texan Rangers are number one and the Oakland A's are at the bottom. So that wasn't a real challenge for the team. I was hoping to get a better score or a better game out of the Texas Rangers. Let me see. Who else can I think of played a decent game yesterday? How about the White Sox? Did they play a good game yesterday? Or did they lose?
They beat the New York Yankees 5-1.
Ooh, they beat the Yankees. Oh, man. They beat up on the Yankees. Oh, I want to talk about the Yankees. What are the Yankees doing? They're in like fifth place in their division, and they're not winning any games. What's going on with those New York Yankees? They're supposed to be representing for New York, and the New York Mets are at the bottom. They're not even close. So the teams in New York got to stand up and be recognized. But it looks like they won't even make the playoffs. So sorry about that, New York. You don't even have a team that'll make the playoffs. Okay. What about the White Sox? The Chicago White Sox. Where do they stand, and how did they do yesterday?
You just asked me about the White Sox. They beat the Yankees 5-1.
Oh, they were the ones that played the Yankees. Okay. I'm trying to think of the names of some teams that I haven't heard about. And I was trying to see if any of them made an interesting showcase within the last couple of days, if anybody's played the major ball. What about the Cincinnati Reds? What have they done? Have they stood up and been recognized in the last couple of days?
They beat the Miami Marlins 5-2 yesterday.
Okay. Well, they represent it. That's good. What about the Mets? Did the Mets win? Are they still on a losing streak?
So the Mets beat the Cubs 11-2.
Oh, they beat the Cubs. Okay. I was going to say, are the Cubs up and running now? But I guess they're still not doing very well. They won one of the games a couple of days ago, and then they lost to the Mets yesterday. So I guess the Cubs are playing up and down ball. So let's see. Who else can I think of and wonder what they're doing? We have a Philadelphia team. Are they the Philadelphia Guardians? Who's the Guardians? The Cleveland Guardians? Is that who the Guardians are? Or is the Washington Guardians?
The Guardians are from Cleveland. And the Phillies are from Philadelphia.
Right. So what's going on with the Guardians? Did they win a couple of games this week, like yesterday and the day before?
The Guardians lost to the Blue Jays 3-1 yesterday.
Okay. So what place are the Blue Jays in? Are they playing big ball this season or what?
No. The Toronto Blue Jays are in third place in the American League East behind the Baltimore Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay. Well, can't talk about the Blue Jays. Well, I guess there's no really outstanding teams that are really doing big things. What about the Cincinnati Reds? How are they doing? Did they win two games this past 2 days?
Did you say the Cincinnati Reds?
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Reds beat the Miami Marlins 5-2.
Oh, okay. So they won a game. All right. What about the, do they have the Boston Red Sox? Or is that an old school team that change their name and their stripes? I think they're called the Boston Red Sox.
No, the Boston Red Sox still exist. They beat the Royals. They beat the Kansas City Royals 6-2 yesterday.
Okay. So they are standing up. What place are they in? Are they in the top three? Are they at the bottom three of their division?
You're talking about the Boston Red Sox?
Yeah.
They're in fourth place in the American League East behind the Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay. So the White Sox are winning some games. They're ahead in their division. But the Red Sox aren't winning. They're at the bottom of their division, third or fourth place in their division.
The White Sox are also in fourth place, but they're in the American League Central. So White Sox are in fourth place in the American League Central. Red Sox are in fourth place in the American League East.
Okay. So Sox aren't doing too good in the baseball season. All right. Well, I guess I went over all of the teams that I can talk about in baseball. I asked about all the teams. What about the what team is that? They're from Seattle. Do we have a Seattle baseball team? Seattle Mariners? How are they doing? You're not here.
Yes, the Seattle Mariners do exist. And they did not play yesterday, which is why we didn't talk about it.
Okay. What place are they in their division?
Seattle Mariners are in, like, they're in the American League West, I believe. Yeah, they're in third place in the American League West behind the Rangers and the Astros.
Oh, they're in that division. Okay. All right. So they won't be moving up or doing anything because the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros are going to hold that division down. So, in fact, they didn't win the World Series, but they qualified. They played in the championship game in the World Series last year, but the Houston Astros won the World Series. So that division is going to be pretty comparable. So anybody else that's playing under the Texas Rangers and playing under the Houston Astros won't do very well, because those two teams are powerhouses in their division. Well, all right. That sounds good for Major League Baseball. And I think I covered all of the baseball teams in the Major League. So that's G-Money Sports Report for the Major League Baseball. And that's my sports report for the WNBA basketball. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the show in a minute.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
I'm mad at
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for reals. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
Gregoryville
has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yes, Gregoryville has become a metropolis, and it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside, and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. To find my radio show is really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Hey,
at Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes I want to share with you. If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. I lean to the left. I lean to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. And there was a snail that went into a car dealership and met with the salesman and told the salesman they wanted to buy a Camaro with a big white stripe down the middle of the car. They wanted a red Camaro with a big white stripe down the center of the car. And then on the doors, they wanted a big S painted on the doors. And the salesman told him, okay, well, it's going to take some time for the detailing, for us to get the cars with the detailing. So we're going to have to wait on that. That'll be a couple of weeks. But when it arrives, I will call you and let you know that the car is in the lot. And the snail said, all right, that'll work. And then the man called the snail in about 2 weeks, and he said, we got your car, but it doesn't have the S's on the doors like you wanted. You wanted giant S's on the passenger door and on the driver's door. But we got the red Camaro with the big white stripe down the center of the car. But we didn't get the S's painted on the doors. So we got to wait on that. And the snail said, okay, that's fine. Just call me when the order comes in, and I'll come pick the car up. And the salesman said, just for my own curiosity, why do you want to have S's painted on your doors? And the snail said, well, when I'm driving around the city in this big fancy Camaro, I want everybody to look and say, look at that S car go. Look at that S car go. Woo! And it'll stand out for everybody to see. All right. There were two men in the jungle. They were taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds and the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes. And the other man said, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man looked at him and said, outrun a bear? I don't need to outrun a bear. I just need to outrun your ass. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I got another unique story for this Tuesday afternoon. There was a boy that knelt down on the side of his bed, and he was praying. He said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. But if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandfather. And he woke up the next morning and he found out his grandfather had died of a heart attack. So the next evening, he knelt down on the side of his bed with his mother on the side of his bed, and he prayed. He said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul you keep. But if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandmother. And he woke up the next morning and found out his grandmother died of a stroke. She died that morning of a stroke. So he went to sleep the next night, and he knelt down by the side of his bed, and he prayed before he went to bed. And he said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my daddy. And the next day, his daddy was being generous to everybody. He was letting everybody have the right of way when he was driving. He was letting everybody pass in front of him. He let all the people get in the line in the store and let them get all their groceries before his father bought his groceries. And every time he went to eat breakfast, he was letting all of the women in his company go and order their breakfast before he ordered his breakfast. He gave the right of way to everybody before he got in line to do anything. And then at the end of the day, he came home and he told his wife, he said, oh, I'm so glad I made it through the day. I was generous to everybody and I survived the day. And his wife said, yeah, it unfortunately, our mailman died of a heart attack this morning. Oh, man. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. His father was disappointed, but he was happy that he was still alive. Okay. I think it's time for us to share a story with the audience. DJ Papa D, do we have time to share a story before we end the radio show this evening? What's the time?
Yeah, we have time.
Okay.
4 o'clock.
Oh, 4 o'clock? Okay. I got time to tell a couple of more jokes then. Well, actually, let's play a song. I want to play I'm a Comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. And we'll be back with more of the show after the song.
So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass and we got finished with the mass. And I walked out and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight.
Come on now.
Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd.
I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-G Money.
Come on now.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, I had a yo-yo. I had a Dunkin' yo-yo, and my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, we're just like Vegas and everybody around the world. Well, it's almost time to shut the show down for Tuesday's radio show. I hope you've enjoyed the jokes and the stories that we shared with you today. But I'm not finished yet. I have some more jokes that I want to share with you before we get out of here. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of more jokes to share. Did you hear that somebody went to jail for feeding the birds at the zoo? You don't know why they went to jail, you ask? Well, they were feeding the birds to the lions. Woo! Hey, why is a snake such a smart animal? You don't know? You don't know? Because nobody can pull his legs. Woo! There was a boy that walked into the pet store and went to the salesman and asked him if he sold sharks. And the man said, what do you want to buy a shark for? He said, I want to put it in my fish tank to teach my cat a lesson. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I've moved the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, let me think if I have another joke that will fit with our story time today. Um, there was a man that was driving on the freeway, and he got a call from his wife on his cell phone. And she said, honey, I'm watching the news, and it looks like they're reporting that somebody's driving the wrong way on the freeway. So I think it's on your freeway, so you need to be careful when you're coming home from work. And her husband said, all right, baby, thank you for the information. I will look out for anybody driving the wrong way on the freeway, and I'll be careful. And she said, okay, I'll see you when you get home. And he was driving up, he was driving along the freeway, and all of a sudden he looked up, and he saw 500 cars driving the wrong way on the freeway. And he said, oh, no, they don't have one car driving the wrong way. They got 500 cars riding the wrong way on the freeway. Oh, my goodness. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. You know, I used to teach junior high school in Compton, and I had black kids, and I had white kids. I had Asian kids, and I had Spanish kids, and I had Indian kids. And I had to make sure all of them could speak English, or I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so they could learn, because I could only teach them in English. And so I started the day off by saying, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you hear what I said? And he said, yeah, teacher, I heard what you said. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. Woo! I'm so funny. I've moved the crowd. Oh, man, I make them laugh out loud. Yes. That was an interesting comment from my sixth grade. Well, all right. Well, I guess it's time to play a short song before we get out of here. I know it's about time to shut the show down, and I have a short song that I want to play, and it goes like this. G, 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 money. G, 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 money. G, 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 money. Woo! I'm G money. I wear diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine. All the ladies love me and they want to be mine. I'm GG money. I'm GG money. I'm GG money. Woo! I'm G money. I wear diamonds and gold and I dress real fine. All the girls love me cause I'm blowing their mind. But I don't love those hoes. I'm out the door. I'm GG money. I'm GG money. I'm GG money. Woo! I'm G money. I'm college smart. I got 5 degrees. I got an AA, a BS, and a BA degree. I got a master's in education and a teaching degree. I'm GG money. I'm GG money. I'm GG money. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm Pledge Phi Beta Sigma. Fraternity. I was known as Big Brother Serious Business. Dog 7. That's me. I was the stepmaster. Big dog on the yard. I'm G.G. Money. I'm G.G. Money. I'm G.G. Money. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm a don. I'm a king. I'm a pimp. Need I say more? I got to hit the dope spot and buy a 40 at the store. I'm G Money. I'm G.G. Money. I'm G.G. Money. Woo! I'm G Money. Dump, dump, dump. Shh. Dump, dump, dump. Shh. Dump, dump, dump. Shh. Dump, dump, dump. Shh. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. I'm G Money, pimp comic, and if you don't know, now you know. G G G G G G G G Money. G G G G G G G G Money. G G G G G G G Money. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm so pretty I could kiss myself. I've been a G since the day I was born. I'm G G Money. I'm G G Money. I'm G.G. Money. Woo! I'm G Money. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that'll end the show for today. So I hope you enjoyed our Tuesday show. So we're going to take a break. We'll be off of the air for tomorrow. But we'll be back on the air on Thursday. So remember to call all of your friends and tell everybody to go to Cash App and go to the username, The Pimp Comic, and make a contribution to the project of the radio show and of G Money, the exercise and entertainment show on Facebook Live. All right. Well, now it's time to shut the show down. So I want to say now it's time to announce the birthdays for the week, for the day. Everybody born today on Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. So, DJ Papa D, let's announce the birthdays for the day of the week. Let's recognize our friends, our followers, our radio show people, fan club members, as we exit the radio show today. So let's recognize the
birthday. Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, August 8th, 2023. Happy birthday to Lisa Marie. Happy birthday to Selenia Allen. Happy birthday to Joshua Rogers. Happy birthday to Danielle Rahimi. Happy birthday to LaShawn Terrell. Happy birthday to Sherman Andre Calhoun. Happy birthday to Michael Gibbons. Happy birthday to Justin Barnett. Happy birthday to Mark Anthony Thomas. Happy birthday to T. Shondell Truhill. Happy birthday, Sean Brown. And last but not least, happy birthday to L. Smiles. That's it. So we just want to wish everyone a happy birthday. Happy birthday. We're celebrating their birthday today, August 8th, 2023.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And may you have many, many, many more. That's right. Happy birthday to everybody. Yes, celebrating their birthday today. May they have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God wish them or bless them with all the kindness and grace that he can give everybody that's celebrating their birthday. And may everybody celebrate with your family and your friends. And may it be a joyful house. And may they sing joyful songs to the Lord. Happy birthday to everybody. All right. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.